following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello everyone. Hi. And welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. I'm
that was the intro.
You know what tomorrow is? Thanksgiving.
Yay.
Giving thanks for all the things
that the Lord has done
and given.
Blessed us with.
Yeah. And so we will be having a amazing service tonight.
Mm-hmm.
A family service where all the families will be coming together.
Run by the youth
and the children.
Yeah.
Children greeters.
From young to high school.
Youth sometimes implies high school. Yeah.
Young to junior high.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like welcoming and
foods,
tables, like activity.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be different than every
worship,
other service.
Worship, I think, too. The kids are doing some worship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come.
All right. And now I bring to you this lady here. We just had an amazing experience. Well, I didn't. You did.
Yeah.
Where some of the high schoolers went away. Mm-hmm. For the weekend.
Yeah.
And
so we had a girls' weekend
over
in Twin Peaks, and we stayed at a house over there. And then the guys had their guys' weekend over in Big Bear. And I was a part of the girls' weekend with my sister Shannon and Sam Westland and Caitlin Lowe. We all led that group of girls. We had 10 girls, and it was such a sweet time. And we really went into it. You know, David Taylor, our high school pastor, just said, I really want it to be a time of the girls connecting with one another, having time to hang out and just fellowship, and then just like speaking into their lives. So there wasn't a specific theme. It was called Girls Weekend.
Girls Weekend.
That's all it was. Woo-hoo. And so Sam and Caitlin shared their testimonies of, you know, growing up in the church and just when the Lord really moved in them in their relationship with him. And then Shannon shared on, which was really powerful. And I love testimonies. I love when people share where they've come from and how they got to kind of where they are now, what the Lord's done in their life, because it gives you compassion for people. Because sometimes you'll be like, why does this person always do, or why are they like this? And then you hear their testimony and you're like, oh, like I can totally see how we're here. So, and then it also, you find like connection with other people. Like I've been through that too. And it's just like so encouraging. And also when high school girls are hearing from, you know, women that are older than them, it really is an encouragement of, you know, how to live as you're going forward in life. So Shannon's message was so powerful on the Friday night, Saturday morning. She talked about being a devoted disciple. And she said three things. A devoted disciple is not an observer. So a devoted disciple is not someone who comes to church, sits in a seat, sings the songs and leaves. Not just an observer, is not a performer. So we kind of talked about that when we all shared our testimonies of growing up in the church and kind of feeling like, you know, we knew what we were supposed to do, which is good. Like you should do the good things because those do lead to like righteous living and things like that. But we have to get past just performing and being like, I know this is the way I'm supposed to act. So this is the way I'm going to act here or whatever. But the third one is a devoted disciple is an active participant in a constant state of being transformed by God. So that is spending time with the Lord in his word and in prayer so that his word transforms your life and you hear his voice and you're seeking his face and then being in fellowship with other people, doing those good things of, you know, coming to church. So you're with other people, you're hearing the word of God and you're serving those around you. So talking about how we were created for two things, to love God and to love others. And so loving God is that time that you spend with him and wanting to hear from him and wanting him to, you know, hear from you, spending that time with him. And then loving others is fellowship, like being a part of the body of Christ and actively involved in that. So that was a really, really powerful time. And we saw some girls that, you know, as high school is, you tend to kind of gravitate towards your friend group, which is totally normal. But we saw like girls just kind of like all mixing in because we're all in a house together and hanging out together. So that was a really neat time. And I think that was an encouragement for some girls who kind of felt like, I don't feel like I can really talk to people and things like that. So they found some friends that they could talk to. And it was just a powerful time. And I know David said the guy's time was powerful as well. So
sweet time with our high school group, and the Lord is at work within our high schoolers here at Refuge, and excited about where he's taking them and what he's going to do in their lives. Mm-hmm. And we've got great, great, great leadership and people invested in them over the last year. That group of people who are investing in our high schoolers has grown, and I think numbers-wise, but also in their leadership as well. So God is doing something great. Be praying for them, mm-hmm. and have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy
See
Thanksgiving.
You tonight at Refuge.
Yes. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life